Twin Cities Jewish Chorale, rehearsing a 17th century work written by Italian Jewish composer Salomano Rossi. The group is working towards its February 22nd concert at Mount Zion Temple in St. Paul at 3 p.m. The artistic director is Michael Olson. Michael, you were just leading the chorale through Rossi's treatment of Kaddish, which is a prayer, but his setting is not what you'd expect for a somber prayer like Kaddish.
His setting is very much, it's in the balletto style, so it's a dance style, so in a way it doesn't fit what people typically think of in terms of the text of Kaddish. It's a morning prayer, as in M-O-U-R-N. And this is a very light, buoyant style. But when you look at the text of the piece, it's also very much praise-oriented, and it's uplifting, and so it does really fit.
For a really long time, since antiquity, Jewish people have lived really all over whatever the known world was in a given era, and that includes Africa. And you're going to have an African piece at your concert.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of different ones. There's a Jewish community in Mbale called Abba Yudaya that has recordings out of some of their community singing. And the rabbi is very influential in the music that he writes and promotes. And so one of the pieces that we're doing has a cantor kind of solo in it. But it's also very much just a contemporary pop style. The rhythms are very difficult to notate, so it requires the choir to think a little differently than they normally do with all the syncopated rhythms. Luhu Noranana is the name of the piece, and it's from an Abba Yudaya community in Uganda. And it's also just interesting to note that we are accompanied by a wonderful world percussionist, Mick Labriola, who adds a lot to the piece.
We're speaking with Michael Olson, who is the artistic director of the Twin Cities Jewish Chorale, whose performance is February 22nd at 3 in the afternoon at Mount Zion Temple in St. Paul. For information, it's twincitiesjewishchorale.org. On the show, you've talked about a classical number and one that's more pop. Is there something from the folk tradition that the choir will be presenting?
Yes, there's a Sephardic piece called Ocho Candelicas that comes from Sarajevo and other Eastern European countries. It's a popular song. It's a kind of a child's song of counting the candles at Hanukkah.
Ocho candelas para mí.
The Twin Cities Jewish Chorale presents Around the World with Jewish Music at Mount Zion Temple in St. Paul, Sunday, February 22nd at 3 in the afternoon. For information, twincitiesjewishchorale.org. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.